never limit your vision based on your past or your current circumstances. There's a dream that's bigger than you, a mission that's bigger than you, that you need to reach out to for your family, for your friends, for your difference in the world. If you want to go to another level, you have to raise your ambitions to another level.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of, and I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life, and that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com, and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
You have to say this to yourself at some point, today, tomorrow, but certainly here at Summit. I must raise my ambitions and refuse to settle. No duh, talking to a very ambitious group. I get it. But I've also been blessed to travel the world and work with the highest level of performers in the world. I'm a certified high performance coach. I spend my time in the high performance realm, whether it's Fortune companies, billionaire entrepreneurs, startup founders, Oprah, Usher. I've been blessed to work with amazing people. And I can tell you, one of the things that makes a difference is at some point in your life, there's a switch that goes and you raise your ambition. The issue is sometimes it's hard. You don't believe in yourself. Somebody said no. You got a jerk in your family who doesn't believe in you. Something happens and you diminish your dreams. Something is happening maybe in your current life today where what you're doing is you're diminishing your ambitions. But I like to tell people, never limit your vision based on your past or your current circumstances. There's a dream that's bigger than you, a mission that's bigger than you, that you need to reach out to for your family, for your friends, for your difference in the world. If you want to go to another level, you have to raise your ambitions to another level. Raise your hand if that makes sense. You got to raise your ambitions to another level. It's just hard based on maybe where you came from. Certainly my story, if you've never heard my story before, you know, this is the house that I grew up in, a place called Butte, Montana. Got some Montanans here? Place called Butte, Montana. Montanans joke, and only Montanans to make the joke, that it's also Butte, Montana. And we call it Butte because sometimes, and I love it, it's where I grew up, but it was a hard town. This is a picture of me when I went back in college to check it out, and, you know, house was always falling apart. My two parents working full-time between the two of them really struggled to raise us four kids. We were slightly below the poverty line when I was growing up. My dad and I were always climbing up on the roof and or putting one other piece of rock underneath that little pillar that held up that part of the roof. It was always leaking and always broke, and it was a hard time. And I remember one winter the heat went out in our house. I was little. I was like maybe, let's see, 6, 7 years old, and the heat goes out. Which, look, anywhere else in the world sometimes, when the heat goes out, it's an inconvenience. When the heat goes out in Butte, Montana, it's life-threatening in the winter. Because we'll get 20, 30 below zero, and that's not even counting wind chill factor. It's freezing. Heat goes out, but mom and dad, they can't afford to fix the heater. So we got to wait 2 weeks until my dad gets the paycheck to fix the heater. All these people are coming in, they're trying to fix the heater and doing their best, but they can't fix it, unfortunately. And so my mom, being resourceful like a lot of you have been, just to get you. Well, my mom, heater's out, what does she do? She goes out to the garage, she grabs our sleeping bags, puts them in that front little room there. She goes back to the garage, she gets our camping tent, comes back to the room. She sets up the camping tent in our living room, amidst a 30 below zero cold winter, throws in our sleeping bags, throws in our parkas, throws in our electric blankets, and she pretends that we're camping. Us kids, we're so young and dumb, we don't know what's going on. So we're walking to school. I remember going to school, and I'd walk in, like whatever it was, first grade, second grade, I can't remember. I walk in, and I'd talk to the kids. I'm like, where'd you sleep last night? They're like, well, in my bedroom. I'm like, slept in a tent in my living room. Yeah, my family, we're camping. What do you guys do at night? I had no idea. But I love to say, you know, we grew up with nothing, but we grew up with total abundance. You know what I mean? Thank you. We grew up with abundance because I was blessed to have two amazing, loving parents. People always say, Brendan, you're so lucky with everything that's happened in your life. And I say, you're right. And the number one thing I lucked out with was love in my family. So for those who have families, you love them. Just love them with everything you've got, you know? Well, you can see in this picture, behind the house, there's this, you know, broken down apartments. My brothers were always tricking me to go up in the apartments, and then they'd prank me and scare me. We had an empty lot next to the house. It was a tough place to grow up. And why do I share that? Because if I had set my ambitions in my life based on that house, that block, that neighborhood, my parents' reality at that time, the community I grew up in, if my ambitions were fixed to my then circumstances, if my ambitions were fixed to my past, if my ambitions were fixed to what everybody else thought and felt and dealt with and had in their lives, I wouldn't get to be here with every single one of you. There's something that happens. It's a transformational moment. Many of you already had it in your life, where you said, I'm ready to go to a new level. And some of you are going to make that decision here today. But there's another level for you that's requiring for you to reach because of your family, your goals, your dreams, the mission you want to serve. Every one of you someday will make that decision to go to another level. And that ambition will change your life. It was the ambition to not just get outside of my town, but to give back to my town, to grow and to give so much bigger. I would never have gotten to be here. I would have never gotten to meet people like this. A kid from Butte, Montana. And don't worry, if those guys are too liberal for you, I also got those guys. Bill Gates and George Bush. I never imagined that I'd get to hang out and work with media moguls. That's Arianna Huffington and Steve Forbes. My big childhood dream, the people who made a big difference in my life, who I wanted to meet, I never knew I'd get to hang out with these guys. I never knew. Kid from Butte, Montana. I would never have had the ambition to say, I want to work with the most influential people in the world. I never had it. I wouldn't have had it if it was based on where I came from, or my college, or my friends. I certainly never would have gotten to work with Ms. O. You know? Some of you know one of my most famous, probably high-performance clients, my main man, Usher. Oh, man. If you want to talk about high performance and another level of ambition, you got to hang out with him. He's unbelievable. Unfortunately, I haven't learned his dance moves yet, but someday. I got to meet the man who changed my life so significantly. Many of you know him. We lost him 2 years ago, and it's the late, great Wayne Dyer. And he changed my life. Because my ambition wasn't fixed to my past, I got to meet other people and have them on my stage at High Performance Academy, what I do. People who just, they changed my life. They were so inspiring. I don't know, like, this guy. I love this picture, he and I. We have so much fun together. I'm the biggest Tony Horton fan out there. I know many of you guys are too. Make sure you take his online course. It's Living Large. It's amazing. And Tony just, he really is who he is. And if you've met him, he's kept his humility, his hard work ethic, and his deep compassion and care for all of you. He's so amazing. I got to work with and have in my audience who I didn't even know was going to be there, someone who I deeply admire and respect. You know that, Chalene Johnson. We have so much fun too. I was at her event, just cracking up, having so much fun. I mean, what I love about Chalene and Tony is with both of them, they're so driven and they have high ambitions, and not just for you, but for themselves and their family, for me even. They both raise my game as much as I try to raise them. And I love hanging out with them. I mean, you're hanging out with Tony Horton or Chalene, you never know what they're going to do. They're going to surprise you because they always got a big dream for you. They're going to challenge you to do something. You could be hanging out with Tony Horton. He'll just walk along. You'll be like, boom! Chalene, I'll be on. I got fun with these people. I raised my ambition beyond where I came from. You got to do. If you want to go to another level in your life, your ambition must rise above your yesterday. You got to do. Something inside of me has to make that switch and say, I want a better quality of life for my family, my friends, the people around me. And look, if you're ever unmotivated on a Wednesday, you know, you ever wake up in the morning, you're driven, you're fired up, you're so excited, and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're on the couch watching the third season of something on Netflix. And you're like, oh my God, I just watched 3 seasons. What happened is somewhere throughout the day, you got disconnected from your ambition. Now, some people don't like the word ambition. I say, look, well, maybe it's desire. Maybe it's for you, it's what Les Brown taught us. You got to be hungry. Hunger, desire, purpose, mission, those are ambitions for another quality of life. When I worked with the Dalai Lama and his head Buddhist monk, I said, desire in Buddhism is kind of like one of these things, it's good or bad. I said, what do you feel about that? And he talked about how desire to too much attachment can be a bad thing. I said, well, isn't it true, though, when you meditate, you want to go deeper into your meditation? You want to find another level of truth and depth. They said, yes. And that's ambitious. There's an ambition for your meditation even to get better at. Ambition for you to get better sales. Ambition for you to be better with your family. Be a better mom. So follow that. If there's a voice within that is stirring and it's saying, be more and give more and work more, listen to that. Listen to it. Even if the people around you go, whatever. Even if the people around you don't get it, listen to that ambition. Because when you listen to your ambition and chase it, things change for you and your family. I can show you all the fancy pictures in the world of Oprah or Asher, all the amazing people I work with, and my favorite picture in the world is this one. It was my first seminar, and we kind of had a little theater night there, and that's my dad and my mom in the picture. It's my favorite picture of all time. And I would lose my dad to leukemia just 2 years after this picture, 3 years after this picture. And to know that I followed my dream to something, and then I got to take care of my parents towards the end of their life. I know some of you had that blessing and some of you didn't, but I can share with you. Raise your ambition for your family and do the work. Raise your ambition for your family and do the work. Can I get an amen on a Friday, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access. to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.